This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He'll get it all the way across to Drysdale to the middle. The shot saved by Hill. The rebound, they're jamming away. Scores! The Edmonton Oilers pour off the bench. They win it 1-0 in overtime and win the series 4-1.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Edmonton advances to the Western Conference Finals, which means if the Stars win tonight or win any of the next three games, hopefully tonight, though, they will get a rematch with Edmonton in the Western Conference Finals. Were you guys, because we're going to talk about the Stars here, give me one word to describe the Dallas Stars playoff run thus far. Were y'all invested in this series at all, knowing that, like, this would be your next opponent?
Yeah. Keeping an eye on what Draisaitl and McDavid are doing. Knowing that Skinner kind of got pulled and then all of a sudden comes back and has
stepped it up for sure.
Pitches two shutouts was kind of concerning. So, yeah, I was keeping an eye on it. But honestly, Kevin, I was kind of anticipating it this whole run because it was the matchup last year.
Yeah.
And so I kind of want revenge for that. And I keep saying this. Now I feel like you're evenly matched and better matched. Because now you have Mikko. When last year you had a very balanced team, but everybody was kind of looking around the room going, who's going to be the guy tonight? And now everybody knows Mikko will take it. He will be the guy that says, guys, I'll do it for you. And he'll take double teams. If it comes down to it and it's a battle, he's going to try and fight and win for the goal. So I was keeping up with it, knowing that now this is a really fun matchup of McDavid versus Mikko, you know, and then the rest of the Stars group together. And I think we're just as talented, if not more talented and balanced.
Ooh, okay, I like that. If hopefully Skinner goes back to Earth, Earth too, because
but
these last two games.
Hopefully Otter doesn't.
Yes, agreed. All right, so game five tonight. I also want to know if you guys think the Stars will close things out tonight, but what's one word to describe the Dallas Stars playoff run thus far? If you guys don't mind, I would love to throw out a word to start.
Fine.
Thanks. And that's not my word. Fine. Gritty. All right. So we go back to earlier in the Winnipeg series. What was everybody talking about? Oh, the Stars have only led 17.4% of the time and blah, blah, blah. And like you could view that as a negative, although we've clearly seen that shift over the last couple of games. I viewed it as a positive, is especially in the Colorado series, there was times when it looked like you were definitively not the best team on the ice. And then they, as the game went along, they're like, the hell we're not.
Right.
And they would end up getting the win.
They wear you down by the third period.
Yes, absolutely.
For sure.
Now, I think you look at this Winnipeg series and you can say, okay, I think we are definitively the best team on the ice. But one of the reasons you've been able to prove that is because of the toughness. So I get like toughness, physicality. I'm going to go with gritty because I think if you include the Colorado series, they were able to pull out a couple of wins that maybe they probably should not have won.
I'm going to go with exhausting.
Because we're not even halfway done.
No, we're not even half. Are we halfway done? Yeah, we're halfway done with this series. But like barely, and it just
hopefully not.
It feels like we've crawled to this. Yeah, hopefully it's done. The first that run against Colorado, felt like it was 2 months long.
Yeah.
And I know the hockey playoffs are the biggest grind in all of playoffs, but this one has just felt like it's been exhausting. And every night is kind of exhausting too. That being said, they're willing to go through it. Those guys on the ice are willing to put themselves through every moment of it. And I'm very happy with that. I'm exhausted for them. And you know what? You know what, Stars? If y'all want me to be exhausted for you and have these 8:30 puck drops every or 8:50 puck drops all the time and, you know, be exhausted in the morning, I'm fine with it. I'm perfectly okay with it. The exhausting part isn't a negative. This is a positive thing because, again, as you said, Kevin, they exhaust the opponent by the third period, too. And whenever if they have to get into an overtime, they feel pretty confident there.
Now, from the and this is fair, and we'll deal with this if the Stars win tonight or in game six or whenever. I guess game seven would be the next one. I still have PTSD from hearing Draisaitl so many times last year from the 469. That makes sense to me. Here's some of the words, and then, Alec, I want to get yours. From the 972, fantastic. I like that a lot. From the 214, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I don't even know what it means. But if you say it fast enough, yeah, you get a little nauseous.
And do I have any idea if they spelled it right? No, but I was able to figure out exactly what word they were going for. From the 682, dominant. From the 903, confident. Alec, what say you?
I want to say late because of all these puck drops, but I think the word I would use is responsive.
Okay,
I like yeah. that.
And I think that's a game-by-game basis that they've proven that to be a fact where you can see it sometimes within the game. Maybe they give up a power play goal. What do you see instantly? Then they find ways to be...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Physical without getting themselves put back in the box. They just score early and often after giving up an easy goal like that. Something that sticks out to me is that it feels like they've had an answer for almost everything compared to the last few playoff runs where, kind of like Corey was saying, last year it was who's going to be that guy. Now it feels like they have a guy in any situation, whether it has to be Granlund if Mikko is getting, you know, double and triple teamed, if he's just not getting any shots, any good looks. They have a response to every loss. Yeah. It feels like they come out of the gates firing after every loss. And it might not be on the stat sheet. It might not be actual shots on goal, but it might be Leon Bischel out there laying people out flat on their back right out of the gates, smiling at people while he's chirping at them and they're grabbing on his jersey. Like it feels like there's a response to every single negative thing that comes their way so far. And that's something that I haven't really felt in some of the past playoff runs, like namely the Vegas series a couple years ago. It feels like, you know, that was like, well, we can see the writing on the wall. This is going to end soon. Now it feels like, hey, game one loss, game two loss, it doesn't matter. I feel like they have, whether it's Pete DeBoer, whether it's the team themselves getting together, they have a response for everything.
Yep.
This is a really interesting question. From the 214, can y'all make it easier for someone like me? Are the Stars the Knicks, Nuggets, Thunder, or Pacers of hockey? So I've kind of like already changed my mind while thinking about this question, because originally I was going to say the Knicks, all right, in the midst of a long championship drought and a whole lot of very good players but maybe not like the dude.
But the Knicks haven't been that close, right? In recent history, it feels like they've been very far from it.
It has been a minute since they've been that close. But the roster makeup kind of reminds me of the Stars. But then as the playoffs have gone along, you've absolutely seen Miko be the dude.
Yeah.
And so that's what makes me kind of wonder, are they the Thunder? They're loaded. They have a front and center person, and they're the favorite to take it down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if that helps.
It's pretty close. It's still kind of missing because the Thunder have been not that close either. But I see what you're saying about
the
roster.
It's not an absolute comparison because there are elements of the Nuggets in there as well.
I like the Thunder in that conversation.
And
I was trying to see if it was the T-Wolves, but I feel like Edmonton is more that. I might be wrong about that
for sure.
too. So
because Edmonton has the flash.
Yeah,
like they just do. Hopefully that's not going to matter, but it is going to have some similarities.
That's a good question.
If you play Edmonton, if you advance, hopefully it's going to have a lot of similarities to Colorado in terms of you're like, hey, do they have two of the best four or five players on the face of planet Earth? And you're like, I don't know, probably.
From the 972, taking a word from Daryl Ray's dictionary, larceny. I love it.
Look, I said in the Colorado series, I absolutely agree with that.
Larceny is a great word.
From the 214, heart. The Stars have miles of heart, and you have to have that if you're going to make it through the Stanley Cup playoffs. Outstanding.
I think DeBoer would agree with the miles of heart thought on that for sure.
Yeah.
He loves this team.
No, I agree with that for sure. All right, in terms of tonight's game.
Fergalicious.
Fergalicious.
I love that
man,
word.
Man, how long did that come out? Was that like 15 years ago that came out?
Gosh,
it feels like it's been a long time.
He is old.
So I'm going to go back to this because I think this has been the defining characteristic of this series outside of the home and road splits. That's the reason why I think Winnipeg's got a shot in this game. I think if it goes to game six, hopefully it doesn't. I think the Stars are going to run them, man.
I go with the idea, just watching Mark Messier's response when he was like, you know, I'm trying to go with the sounds.
That time that was the audio, I believe.
Yeah, and he's a player that's seen it. And these guys know, and these guys that have been in the game and been in these series, they understand. It goes back and forth. And when you go home, it does have a major advantage. And the desperate team, that popped in the conversation. He was like, they're going to be desperate when they get back there. I think we're going to see game six in Dallas. And so I'm with you on that in that I think that you're going to get everything you got from the Winter Pigs tonight. Yeah, I think you're definitely going to get everything you got from them. And that's what I'm calling them. But that's an advantage to DeBoer because DeBoer is such a genius. When he's watching it, he's like, okay, I'm picking up on that. They did this, this, and this. They're going to try it again in game six, and we're going to have something to match it.
Yeah.
And so I think a loss tonight wouldn't be a bad thing. It would be an advantage for the Stars, actually.
As opposed to a win?
Win would be amazing. Like, that would be awesome. I'd love it. But I'm not looking at it as if they lose, that was a big problem for us.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to, because you're getting everything they got, and you're probably looking at it going, I don't have to adjust. I'm doing what I've done for three games right now.
I'm gonna go back to the special teams. It has been probably the deciding factor in this series, and I think you're going to see it again tonight. I think this game is...
I didn't realize it was such an advantage for us until yesterday when you pointed all
absolutely.
That out.
Absolutely, and I think the game is going to tilt one way or another, hopefully the Stars' way, based on special teams, because you go back to Winnipeg. They have been dreadful on the power play in this series. 1-for-16.
Gross.
All right, so you're converting at about a 7% clip, or you can just be like, or they did it one time. Now, that wasn't a home game, and I will point that out, but you have seen the Stars be significantly better on the power play, obviously significantly better on the penalty kill, and I wonder if that's going to make the difference. I wonder if you could get that early power play goal again or have that early penalty kill that would set the tone for you still can't score with a man advantage on us, and we can't.
I'll be really curious
to see if that can like tilt the balance, because you're right. Desperate team. I agree with that. I wonder if you could find a let's go to first intermission with a 2-0 lead. If Winnipeg's
yes, they would quit. I didn't see the quit in the last game. They looked like they were battling up until the last second. I didn't see that quit on their face. That's why I think they're going back home going, okay, we're giving everything we got in game five. Because I didn't see them quit. But yeah, you're right. You're up 2-0 at the end of the first period. That's a team that goes, we're broken. Sorry, guys. We can't do it tonight. Mike used to say that all the time. Guys, yeah. We can't do it. We might as well go ahead and quit. And I was like, what? But that would be the mindset
he
of...
He really did.
Yeah, that would be the mindset of them at down 2-0 in that period. I go back to Utah whenever the Mavs made them quit. And Donovan Mitchell was like, I don't even want to play in this game. And then the team broke apart.
It's good to see that. That's carried over to a new location.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.